most children. Because of the war, women had went to work. And so the recipient of this amount received it because she had the most children. So a lot of times traditions start, we don't know how they began. But I'd like to know the origin of things. Because many of the holidays that we celebrate are rooted in paganism. But because we've gotten into the tradition of it, we go along with it, having no idea what its origin is. So for me, and for those of you who like to play Jeopardy, here's some information for that. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you send your word today. Send the seed, Lord Jesus, that is going to grow with accuracy and clarity. Lord, that you may be glorified in this. We give you honor, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. My mother, which some of you know, Bertha Atkinson, had 11 girls. I was hoping he'd say that we had 12 girls, but she's not here. But my mother lived 1 month shy of 97 years. We just buried her in 2016, and I'm honored to have five of my 11 sisters here today.
Therefore, we know that he
can do. Because if you listen to the Psalms, it's written to sing in the sun, I believe that no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what's going on, I'm going to believe God. I'm going to believe He is Jehovah Rohi, and He is my healer. I'm going to believe that it doesn't matter what the doctors are saying. I believe that God can do what He says He can do. And the reason I believe He can do what He says He can do, because He's done those things in my life. Because He's changed me and made me something I never thought that I would be. Standing here, praising God, God can do what He says He can do. My God is not a wimp. I want you to know whatever is in His word, when He said, I can do it, He sings His songs, I am. Because you are, Lord. Because you are. So the second tenet of my faith is God can do what He says He can do. And number three, He says, it says, I am who God says I am. Now, for most of us, we've been called some names. I've been called some names. And at one time in my life, I believed what other people were saying. That's the thing that shaped me. That when people told me I was dumb, and when a teacher told me you'll never be anything, then I believed that. But today, I can stand and declare and say, I am who God says I am. I am who the Word says that I am. In Romans 8:16, He calls me His child. So now when people say, who do you think you are? I'm a child of God.
Amen.
I don't think yet. I know it. Amen. You want to go any further? Because I can really tell you who I am. Because it's not who you think I am, but it's who I know I am. Because the Word of God told me that. When I was born again, see, I was born again.
You are.
complete. So I am complete in Him.
Amen.
In Him, I'm complete. I got everything. Everything I need for life and for godliness.
Amen.
It's in here.
Hallelujah.
It's in the Word. Romans 5 and 1 tells me that I'm justified. Do you know how many people do things and then try to justify? Wrong. But I'm justified because Jesus finished the work that He started. So it's in there. I'm talking to the believer today. The one who knows Him. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 5:17, which I've already said, I'm a new creation in Him. 2 Peter says, I am, 2 Peter 1:4 says, I am a partaker in the divine nature. See, when God made us in the beginning, He said, I'm making you in my image. You know, and we all know that in the garden, Adam broke, and we took on this and that nature. But once we're in Christ, and I'm talking to the believer, I'm talking to the one who knows Him, He gave us His divine nature.
All right. Amen.
So I used to say it's hard to serve the Lord. But it's not hard. What's hard is a transgressor's way. When you make up your mind, I ain't doing that. There's two commandments, Jesus said. They asked Him, what are the greatest commandments? He said, there's two. Love the Lord with all your heart and mind, with everything within you, with every atom of your being. And I'm adding it on. It's not exactly the way it's written. But with everything you have, love the Lord.
Yes.
And love your neighbor as yourself. You all know it's hard to love your neighbor by yourself. But to the believer, you have access to the strength that God has given you to love those that do you wrong. It's not easy to love those who have abused you. To love those who have transgressed the laws of God. But we have access.
Yes.
Talking to the believer.
Yes.
Talking to those who know God.
Amen.
In Galatians, he says we have been relieved from the curse of the law. And if you ever read in Leviticus, the curse.
Oh, yeah.
We've been relieved.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus paid dear price.
Thank you.
And I think as bad as it is, us as believers have no idea how much Jesus did for us at the cross. We haven't even scratched the surface of who He is and what He's done for us. What He has given us access to.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
1 John 3:1 says, how great a love, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called the children of God.
Yes.
I want you to know today it's a love thing.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about love. When someone can go through day. And I went in the second day. Prayed. The third day, I went in. And nobody was in the room. And I laid my hand on Kevin's heart. And I said, Lord, you said, can there be any sick among me? Let them call for the elders of the church. And when you lay hands on them, they will recover. And their sins will be forgiven them. When I laid that, I said, I'm calling on the one that I know can raise him up. Because where I come, he's not ready to meet you right now. So Lord, in the name of Jesus, because I am your child, I called on the Lord. And as I left, he began. Or religions. spend time with God. You're not going to know what I'm talking about. It's just words bouncing off the air. But when you come to the place and the seed that's being planted in your heart today through the Word of God, you said, okay, it worked for her. Let me get into the Word. Let me see what the promises are. Let me know who I am in Christ.
Hallelujah.
And then, when I speak the Word, I can have the expectation that the God that I serve is going to be faithful to perform His Word. Your It said, on that day, and this is it, if you've been around me any amount of time, you've heard me quote this scripture. It said, on that day, many are going to come to me and say, I did this. Mm-hmm. I did that. I was religious. I was traditional.
Come on now.
You know what he's going to say to them? Over here. So the tree man Christians, by nature, are supposed to dig down into the ground and receive water. They're supposed to reach down for the water, but because the water was coming this way, that tree never had to dig down and get the roots that it needed in order to stand when the storms of life came along. Are you getting that?
Yep.
Can you visualize that?
Yep.
If I put that into the spiritual sense, if we never pick up the word, if we never dig deep into the storehouse of God's love, if we never read, never say, Lord, I need you,
you receive something today?
Amen.
Thank God for Sis Atkinson. Amen.